So we celebrate St. Luke, one of the four evangelists, the author of the Gospel, who was a friend of St. Paul, as we heard in that second reading, that only Luke is with me when so many of his other friends had deserted him. And so St. Luke is the author of the Gospel. He's also the author of the Acts of the Apostles. And so when you add up all of the New Testament, St. Luke is responsible for 25% of it. So a large portion of our knowledge of Jesus in the early church comes from St. Paul, especially the Acts of the Apostles. What does it mean to have received the Holy Spirit and to be sent out on mission? Because each one of us has received that call. Because of what St. Luke tells us in Acts of the Apostles, we have a glimpse into what it means to be a disciple, to be one sent out. And St. Luke, in his Gospel, we know so much about Our Lady because of St. Luke's Gospel. We know so much about the public life of Jesus, especially his outreach to the poor, to the marginalized. That's what the opening prayer said, reminding us of that call to serve the poor. And so maybe in your free time, you know, as a good Bible study, do a comparison between, say, St. Mark or St. Matthew, and then read St. Luke and see what is unique to St. Luke and what aspects of the life of Jesus would we not know about if St. Luke had not sat down to write his version. That he encountered, at some point in his life, he encountered Jesus. They say he was a physician, a doctor, but he spent his life evangelizing, sharing the message of Jesus. Have you, in whatever field you're working in or whatever studies you're in the midst of, have you encountered Jesus and decided to surrender your life to him? That life will look different for each one of you, but the call is the same. Because we know at the end of John's Gospel, the end of his life, he says, I no longer call you slaves, I call you friends. And the psalm this evening reminds us that the friends of God make known the glorious splendor. And so are you. In your life today, if you just think back about all the decisions that you made, all the words you said, all the apps you opened, the websites you visited, all the conversations that you had, how well did you make known the glorious splendor of the kingdom? Just like in the Gospel, we're all sent out. And Christ doesn't pull any punches about the difficulties that disciples will face. We should expect hardships when we say yes to Jesus, that not everyone will accept the message. Like St. Paul, many of our friends may turn their back on us. Many of the places that we go may close a door on us. Like sheep among wolves. But if we encounter Christ in a real, intimate way, if we really fall in love with him, with a true love, the same love that makes a man go into the foxhole and give his life for his fellow soldiers, if we encounter that love, how can we ever keep it to ourselves? So it's not so much that we have to go out and preach. We must. Because it's so good, it's so real, it's so life-changing, we can't keep it to ourselves. I'm sure St. Luke had no idea of the millions and millions and millions of lives who were changed because he decided to write down the story. Maybe you won't touch that many lives, but can you touch just one? Ask St. Luke for the courage, for the grace and the courage to be bold, that as a friend of Jesus, as a friend of God, that in some way you will make known the glorious splendor of the kingdom.